Yes, indeed. We have Ray Birmingham, the University of New Mexico head baseball coach. Another great year, Ray. Another great year. Tell us a little bit. Go just kind of for those who didn't get all the highlights of the year, just talk about it for a minute.
Well, we were ranked 13th in the country for most of the year, and that's the highest ranking in school history. We won the conference going away, and we went to regionals and kind of stumbled there. But going to Omaha is getting closer and closer and closer. And the exciting thing is that I'm working with people that are passionate about the state of New Mexico. And Dr. Frank is extremely passionate. He's a New Mexican. And his father was a New Mexico educator. And he's down here to let you meet him and realize the passion that I've seen in him. And it's just great to be around people who are bringing New Mexico together to make one great moment in time, like the best football coach in the country next to me. Bob's brought everything that we need to make a great football program. So I'm lucky. I'm lucky I'm in the right place at the right time.
I tell you what, baseball is getting a lot of great support there at UNM. I saw the smile on your face whenever you came in. Things are looking good, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll have a shot eventually in the near future, I think, at maybe pulling off a national championship with a kid from Carlsbad, and hopefully Hobbs and Roswell and Las Cruces and Albuquerque. I think if we can pull that off, it'll be inspirational for our state.
Well, I mean, just your finish this year has got to be a real plus whenever you're going around talking to these kids. And I assume that while you're down in this area, maybe you're shaking a few hands and talking to guys. Recruiting's got to be going on pretty strong for you right now.
Well, I have a contingent of Lee County baseball players at my camp right now in Albuquerque, so we passed each other on the highway.
You know, it was a heck of a year, too, for guys who went on in the baseball draft this year. I mean, that was an incredible number of guys who looked like they're moving on to the majors.
No, there'll be a lot of Lobos in the big leagues here pretty soon.
Tell us a little bit about some of those guys and what it looks like. What can people expect whenever they turn the tube on this year, seeing some UNM players out there perhaps?
Well, Jordan Pacheco's up with the Rockies, and he was fourth in Rookie of the Year voting last year. DJ Peterson will probably be in the big leagues, I'm guessing, in the next 2 or 3 years, and he'll be one of the power hitters in the big leagues. And then a kid from Albuquerque, Mitchell Garver, who I felt like should have got the Johnny Bench Award as the greatest catcher in the country. And he was up for the voting final three 2 years in a row. He'll be the next catcher for the Twins. I promise you that. And then Hedda Sanchez from Las Cruces Mayfield may move up with the Astros. They can't seem to get anybody right now anyway, so they might as well bring Hedda up. But there are tons of kids from Farmington and Las Cruces and Carlsbad and Roswell and all around the state that are now in pro ball. But the biggest thing is they're getting their degree, and they had a team GPA of 3.19. I'm going to call it 3.2 and round it off. But we're turning out people you want to hire, too. So I've got some really good kids, and they're classy kids. And the University of New Mexico is where we should be getting all of our educations for the state of New Mexico.
So how did it feel to have players on the field who may have been smarter than you, right?
Oh, I don't think there's a doubt. There will be no arguments from my friends, I promise you that.
All right, Ray, we are looking forward. Any shining stars? I don't know if you do that for your players in the upcoming year, some names you want to throw out there?
There are some kids from Carlsbad that are going to be Lobos. I can't say their name right now, but there are some kids from Roswell, Eunice, we've had a Lovington kid who's doing very well. Of course, now he's a big-timer with Halliburton. We have had kids from every town around here, and they're going to be big-time stars at the University of New Mexico. So New Mexico's baseball team is New Mexico.
We are looking forward to another great year, Ray. Glad to see you back down in this part of the country again. We like you down here.
I like y'all.
Okay, Coach Davies, man, I think the excitement level for UNM football has gone from here way up to here. These days, people are really like, okay, let's see what you got. What's coming up?
Well, first of all, I'm still thinking about you talking about Ray's GPA. And coming down here, this was a great opportunity with the university president here. So I called ahead over to Hobbs, and I wanted to take a look at Ray's final transcript when he graduated. They said something about it was shredded back in the early 70s. I'm not sure what all that means, but there's nothing on record over to Hobbs
there were a lot of, things
of Ray Birmingham graduating from Hobbs High School.
I wish we had had a microphone in the car so we could have caught some of the conversation of you guys coming down from Albuquerque. That had to be a real good one.
No, it is. I think, I just got back from the Mountain West Conference Media Days in Las Vegas. I was up there Monday and Tuesday where all the head coaches get together and all the media from those schools. And I think if there's one thing to say right now, we have some momentum. I think people see that we gained some credibility in our football program. We only won 4 games last year. But there were 5 other games that we played in the Mountain West Conference that we had to ball the last series of the game with a chance to win the game. So I think the word would be credibility, and we've seen that going in homes with recruits. I've seen that a little bit just across campus with professors and different people of how they look at our players and look at our coaches. And that's important, because that's really what last year was. You mentioned it, we're digging out of a hole that wasn't really dug overnight. The last 4 years, things have been kind of on a slide at UNM. And last year was just about stabilizing things and kind of building a foundation to move forward. And I think we accomplished that. So now it's time to go on and see if we can compete and win some more games.
Well, people didn't talk that much about UNM baseball several years ago, and now things are hot there, and I think the same thing could happen. And in all honesty, I think a lot of it has to do with the coaching and the attitude that you impart to the kids as well, too. It just makes that much difference.
I think it always does. I had a chance doing college football for ESPN to do some games at Kansas State. And I use that as an example a lot of times. I don't know if you've ever been to Manhattan, Kansas. But
not been there, but watched it a lot.
It sits out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. You're not in the middle of the state. And you think about Kansas State. I remember when I graduated from high school and I was young in coaching, people thought Kansas State had no chance. And then Bill Snyder comes into Manhattan, Kansas, and goes toe-to-toe, not only toe-to-toe, but beat the Oklahomas and Nebraskas of the world and the Texases of the world in Manhattan, Kansas. And just doing a couple games there really was a great inspiration for me and motivation. You're right, it does come down to the coaching in the end. And it does come down to continuity in the program and having an identity. The other thing I learned at 10 years at ESPN was just building that brand. It was all about building the brand and then protecting the brand. And, it's one thing I've talked to our players about, the Lobo football brand. And the state of New Mexico we're representing, even more important than the University of New Mexico. And, once you build that brand, nobody's bigger than that brand. And that's kind of where we are right now, just trying to build it.
Have things already begun? I assume, have you already kicked off, say, two-a-days, that type of thing?
College football has changed so dramatically. It used to be players went home in the summer. You kind of look forward to getting them off the campus, getting them out of your hair for a while. Look forward to them coming back and seeing the gains they made over the summer physically, how much bigger, stronger they looked. Now they're there 365 days a year.
Okay.
We had 115 players there all summer, including the new freshman that came in June 1st. So it's become a 365-day-a-year job.
How did it look as far as recruiting last year?
I think that's been the biggest positive, since I first came to UNM, was we can recruit. We really can. And it's kind of a diamond in the rough. It's amazing, even when you go into the state of Texas and recruit kids, how they don't really know a lot of times where New Mexico is. Or they think it's Mexico, a lot of kids. But they come in and visit Albuquerque, and the families come in, and they are so pleased, pleasantly surprised. It surprises me a little bit how many people are shocked when they come into Albuquerque and see what we have to offer. And I think our deal is to get the message out. And hopefully with our football team, as I mentioned, gaining credibility, maybe people will start to notice us. Maybe that'll help this whole process of getting UNM to where it should be.
Well, I think so. They got a lot of charisma, Coach, and that's got to help you a whole lot. I mean, it's people I think are feeling it even on the radio, not just being in front of it. They can tell Coach Davies is going to be a great guy.
I appreciate that. When I first came to UNM, one of the first questions I was asked was, what it's going to be like to coach at a basketball school. But I had met Ray Birmingham was one of the first guys I met, and he told me it was a baseball school. So I didn't know exactly what they meant by that basketball part of it.
All forgot, right. We have basketball.
We are so proud to have had him down in southeastern New Mexico. Dr. Frank from UNM, the UNM president, Ray Birmingham, head baseball coach, Bob Davies. The head football coach, the nucleus of the University of New Mexico down here in southeastern New Mexico. Gentlemen, I thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.